Hey, Pants people, we are thrilled that you're enjoying the podcast, and we want to share it with all of your friends, or at least one or two of them. So tell somebody about Fantasy Pants.
Is not here again. Guys, we have some heavy, heavy shit to get to very soon. But let's start off a little light. Let's start off with wedgies. Because there were some wedgies. Some very minor wedgies.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Very minor.
Yes.
I don't know why I said it like that.
It's very minor wedgie sound. So very quickly, in this last little combat, the first sort of notable rules wedgie was I should have given John Franklin an attack of opportunity when Distant Whispers pulled the shark away from him the full sort of 40 feet, and then it came back in the next round. We missed out on that AOL. We talked in the episode about AOLs, the fact that forced movement doesn't give AOLs, but I do count Distant Whispers as being it because you're using your reaction to physically move away. It's more like you're driven out of fear to make that move. I count that as a non-force. It's not being shoved, right? So I give AOOs on Dissonant Whispers. I think that makes sense. I don't know if it's the rules. I'm pretty sure it is. Either way, it's my rules.
We've never let that stop us.
Yeah, yeah. We do all sorts of wild shit. another wedgie. Not even really a wedgie, but just something to keep in mind because I wasn't really thinking about it in the last combat episode, but it is nighttime right now. The whole battle should be happening under dim light because we noted it's a very, very open, clear, starry sky. Now you're on open sea looking at creatures on waves. There's nothing to hide behind. There's nothing that would block the view of them. And under the starlight, I think you'd still be able to see all these creatures. All the attacks made would... You basically just do spells that were on site but saves, right? There were no spell attacks shooting away that they would, you know, there'd be disadvantage on. Chester was not using his bow. He was being a superhero instead. And as far as Chester stuff goes, he knew where the turtles were. He dives into the water. It'd be hard to see them, but when he gets close, he can like feel it out, move the rope. It really doesn't change anything. None of that changes anything. The AOO, even if it hit, wouldn't have changed anything.
I said beforehand that Blanche is wearing her goggles at night, so...
Yeah, so anytime that would, you know, as far as scouting, getting any you know, information that would be a little weird to get in dim light, yeah. Blanche could just fill everybody in. It all makes sense. All checks out. The only one that's kind of weird, still a pseudo-wedgie, story-wedgie, little plot hole I found. How the hell did a shark get into the salt marshes in the first place? Just get up the river. And I'm just going to say, I don't know, there's a river outlet higher up that kicks the Sundine. Or maybe there's a sea cave. I don't care. I mean,
it's one of those wide, flat-belly sharks.
It's one of those. It got there.
Manta shark.
It was there. It happened. The guys moved through the forest, but one brought a shark through
mud
a sea
shark.
Cave. Or the mud. You know? I don't care. It's a shark. It's
I don't
cool.
Care.
So yeah, that's that for that.
Now that we got the chuckles out of the way.
Oh no, there's more chuckles to be had. There's
no, more chuckles.
Kind of sort of wedgie, not even a wedgie, but something we gotta discuss. Something that Jeremy wanted to discuss. Jeremy, take it away. Take it away, Mr. Wolf.
Both Conch and Conk are correct.
They are both, in a way, in a sense,
yes.
Correct.
Yes.
In a different dialogue. Dialect, excuse me.
I decided to Google things. But also, over the last week, I was like, oh, I heard Conch from the SpongeBob episode.
Yes, and then you mentioned in the episode that you heard it from a movie.
Yes.
In school, and I thought of
exactly.
it. Piggy as the Conch.
Yep.
Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You owe me a button, Jinx.
I'm about to give you two.
Ooh, hey, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
So, aluminium, glacier.
Exactly. Exactly.
Conch.
Who
you know
fuck?
What? You know what? So
has
I'll give you
yes,
I'll give you 15%.
Yes. No. No. Fuck off.
It's 86 or higher.
No. No. Okay. So Conch is the Americanized version, right?
Mm.
The only two times in my lifetime that I have heard that term is in Lord of the Flies, and then later on in that SpongeBob episode. So that is how I learned it.
Been living under a conch all your life?
No, professor, a conch.
Professor, is this on the test?
What?
I don't know. You're taking us away.
Yeah, we are not qualified to take a math test or a language arts test. No. So
look, it's no. worth noting. It's worth noting. No. I have pronounced every single word wrong since the start of this show. I am nails on a chalkboard to anybody who has really dived into the Monster Manual or knows proper sort of cultural pronunciations or dialects for every single word I've ever said. So I don't care about conch conk. I don't care. But I did find, we were doing our research. Oh. Just I found this post on Reddit under how do you pronounce conch conk? It just made me, it just tickled me. I live in Miami, and I'm going through college working my way into marine biology. I have a hatred to many people, however, who think I say conch wrong. I've lived near the coast and usually surround myself with people who share the same thoughts about the ocean as I do, and we always pronounce conch as conch. My school friends think the real way is to pronounce conch as conch because of that SpongeBob episode, and it makes me furious that most of my friends are considering that a cartoon is more logical than someone with a lifetime experience of studying marine life. I just love this guy. So mad. He's so mad.
He's I hate the way that, speaking for him, you pronounced it the way that he didn't want it to be pronounced.
I want to make him more mad. If you're listening, guy who posted on Reddit 8 years ago, sorry. don't come find me. This guy's got murder in his soul. But yes, that is that settled.
I know someone else who has murder in their soul.
Oh, yes, yes. Let the laughter die and move away because we won't be laughing anymore from here.
I don't get a button for that segue?
No.
Come on.
It's a good segue, though. I'll give you a thumbs up.
You know, the buttons we can get.
Hey, stop laughing. Serious time.
Give me some serious music then.
No, we're not in the... Let me explain why it's serious. Let me explain. Because everyone out there listening, I visualize the episode off and they're just like, oh no, three attacks on Jean. Well, that stinks. They don't realize what we do. What I've come to realize over this last week, that this is really, really bad. Now, I'm making three attacks. It has been proven to Spearmaster Millar that Blanche Trudeau is simply indestructible, invincible, untouchable, unstoppable. And so...
How dare you. That is exactly what I thought.
Yeah, Millar has moved on to easier prey. Hey, when a shark faces a bigger fish, it's going to move on to the smaller. Jean was right there, bleeding out, injured. And I just said, I'm making three attacks. I'm holding to that. Three attacks. Here's what that means. If my first attack hits and I do enough damage to bring Jean Franklin unconscious, then the next two attacks will be dealing essentially just damage to his death saves. An attack on someone who's unconscious that lands is an automatic critical hit. And more importantly for our purposes, an automatic two fails. If those two attacks both hit an unconscious Jean, instant, permanent death. This is going to be rough. The chances aren't crazy high. I want to put it all out in the open. We're going to roll it all right there. I believe I have a +5 to hit, which means I need a 14 or higher on my first roll. Have advantage because of my blood frenzy. He's bleeding out. 14 or higher, though,
yeah,
will hit. After that, I would need a 6 or higher on my die.
Damage die.
Damage die. And that will take him out. Shield dropped. His AC lowered. Then it gets real bad real fast.
Yeah, then it's easy.
And even though the chances aren't huge, even though it's probably something like, hey, maybe a 15%, I'd say more like a 25. Even so, we've been waving death flags for this turtle without even knowing it. His last few episodes, listen back to him. That conversation with Jules, that final, you changed me, the hug goodbye, the please take care of Sir for me. I mean, ouch. I mean, just him being one hit point away last episode from dropping blood frenzy. If he'd just be able to heal one more hit point, if he had one damage die less, one HP die more on that level 3 healing word, this all would be for naught. I wouldn't be taking advantage on all these attacks. He might still be up. He has high AC, but that blood frenzy is caking. It's ruining him. It's wrecking him. I mean, hell, even Steven's joke last episode when I mentioned Jean surrounded and getting pierced and thinking, was this like what it was like for Mother? Is this how Mother went down? Steven said, oh, no, she died to a champion. Well, guess
what? Here's the champion. What?
Yeah, champion is here in hell. Even the fact that this episode right here, I believe, is episode 97. Exactly 50 episodes from the death of Zebulon. I feel the tug of fate on my heart, and I am terrified because I do not want this to happen because I have so many plans that are going to be lit on fire. But you know what? That's the game.
We're going to push back the snoot of fate.
Boop. We're going to boop the snoot of fate.
I knew what I wanted to say. I didn't know quite how to say it.
So I know that I have been a touch self-indulgent with this character lately, with these last few episodes, but one way or another, that stops this episode. So I'd like to take us all back for one more Jean Franklin flashback. We open on a sort of a far-off sort of bird's-eye view of that familiar courtyard terrace in the sand castle overlooking all of the Golden Bay. The place where Jean and Blanche met. The place where they've come to train every day since. I think here we're a few months into training, maybe just hitting the point where he's finally allowed to wield some sort of semblance of a spear. His form is tight. His physical, what's the word? PT? His physical training.
Oh, physical training.
On it. Yes, he's improved in so many ways. So we're kind of zooming down to maybe hear from far off just this this string of and you wouldn't believe what he said. As you zoom down, the words become more clear.
Can you believe it? This creature Father brings in, this damnable Ledoux character, he thinks he just owns the place. Father says I need to respect him, that he's a genius with numbers, and that someday when I rule, he might be my own closest advisor. I think not. When I rule, I'm going to throw him in a dungeon, sir. I honestly can't tolerate the creature. He's terrible. He's awful. He's lowborn, too. What is Father thinking?
Kind of throws a spear down.
I can't focus. I can't. I'm too furious at this whole situation. Sorry, sir.
Why don't you have a seat, Master Jean? I'll teach you a new exercise.
From sitting? Okay.
This one won't be strenuous like you might expect.
All right.
It'll be rejuvenating.
Okay. I will sit.
Just kind of plops down on his little butt, shell hitting the sandy, hard sandy sort of surface.
Blanche sits down across from him, and she closes her eyes. Now, close your eyes and breathe with me. And she opens one eye to make sure he's...
Breathe? Are you going to strike me with a spear when I close my eyes?
Blanche rolls her practice spear away.
All right.
No spears for this one.
Okay. Closes his eyes.
Picture you're further down on the beach.
Okay.
And visualize the waves coming and going.
Yes.
Now breathe with the motion of the water. As the wave comes in and washes over you, imagine your stress and your worries. Gather them. Collect them like a pearl. And when the ocean recedes, let it carry that pearl, those worries, away with it. Now breathe in and collect. Breathe out and release.
And release.
Blanche, you open your eyes, and you see Jean is just staring at you with this almost perplexed look in his eyes. Some burning curiosity seems to be meddling with his sort of peaceful thoughts, and kind of cocks his little head. And
I'm sorry, sir. I never asked. Do you have kids of your own?
No, Jean Franklin, I do not.
Oh, well, I sort of smiles a little bit. I think you'd be a great mother, sir. Sorry. I should be doing my breathing exercise. Right. Right. Again. Eyes closed. The waves come in. And we zoom in on his eyes closer and closer. And we see them open as the camera sort of pans back again. And the stress comes out. We see now as the pan out, looking at a much older Jean. We see his back set against a wall of red brick. His eyes are determined as they open, as all this anxiety sort of floods out, as his fingers stop trembling on his spear. And as he composes himself, we see his mouth curves into an arrogant sneer, just a mask plastered on. He takes up his spear and he spins around the corner of this wall and peers into a large, open yard. You see a fountain stands at center with a crumbling statue of Atosh standing proudly above. And here we see a battle has broken out between a goblin who lies unconscious, a laughing Harangon, a red-haired teen with a sling, a tiny half-dragon wielding two swords, and a young man with a rough cloak and a messy pompadour.
Well. Looks like my idiots did not hold up after all. That's all right. Lucky for them, I'm here.
And we see Jean Franklin take his first steps into that courtyard, his first steps onto a path of struggle and heartbreak, of friendship and growth, a path of honor, a path that led him to here, to this moment. Blanche, I imagine when you've gone into haste, Blade Song, this combined power, you perceive everything more slowly. Time slows down in this moment. Malar's spear raised, his grin sharp and dangerous. But your eyes aren't focused on Malar. They look to Jean, who has looked to you. And you see in his eyes the understanding, the knowing that this is it. The fear, the pain, the regret, the endless Jean Franklin uncertainty. And you see his eyes for this brief, brief half-second close. He breathes in.
Collected like a pearl.
He breathes out.
And release.
And those feelings are gone, released into the waves. And you can see that all that is left is courage. 3 attacks. I need a 14 or higher to hit the first one. I have advantage. Let's go.
You gotta wait for my 2 buttons, though, for this first one.
Are you doing 2 buttons?
I'm doing 2 buttons.
Give me some drama with it.
So you got a straight roll.
Okay. Oh, you give me those 2 buttons. You collect them. You save those. You almost used them last time. But yeah. You save them for the most clutch moment. I don't want to let go. Let's do it.
6 on the die.
My insides are shaking right now.
The moment of courage.
Holy
shit. The spear flashes out and John ting hangs it away. Holy shit. Okay, I get 2 more attacks, but that was the big one. That was the one that mattered. I have advantage of these next 2. But that was the one.
Well, yeah, because now, like, the same thing. Like, you can hit this one, then 2 death saves on the next one.
Yeah.
And then it's up to Jean's roll.
Yeah. Still dicey,
or,
but it's not instant.
Or there's the other Sahagin.
It's true. I don't think you guys are going to be heroes.
For all those reasons, I'm what? Also giving you 2 buttons.
What? You have 2 buttons? Holy shit. Oh my god. He parries the first one. His eyes set in a hard... spear comes at him again.
A 4 on the die.
Oh my god.
He's probably going to stay up.
Oh my god.
Okay. Last attack, this time with advantage. Let's go.
Whoa, the first roll's a 1. And a 14.
Oh. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I get one time. Will this bring him unconscious, though? Yeah, six or higher.
Six or higher on the D8. Is that a two?
That's a two. That's a two.
Whoa.
Jean takes 5 points of damage. He does not go unconscious. Holy shit.
Wow. It's going to take us. I will never financially recover from the loss of these buttons.
With that, eyes full of courage, all the stress released, the battle continues.
Right, that's the thing. We're not out of it yet.
As those blades, the spears miss, Malar steps back, sort of snarls towards you, Blanche.
I will not fail here. You thought yourself invincible, didn't you, Blanche Trudeau? But I have found your weakness. Spearmaster Malar will pierce your heart!
Lucky for you, I taught him well.
Yes. She taught me everything.
But that's his turn, and the shark is dead. That's going to be Chester. The turtles on the map are gone. Let's say they're beelining out of there as this turn starts.
So remind me who's left. We have the champion.
And one more.
And one more Sahagun.
Yes. Chester would need to go. Yeah. He can only go 15 feet a turn, so he really can't reach, even with a double move.
He's still just going to keep going.
Okay.
Toward the fight.
He just all the way over, trying to get up close to the Sahuagin that's left, ready to make his move. Daggers are flashing in the brief little dim starlight filtering through the top of the waves. Mm-hmm. Hell yes. Jules, that's you. You've seen already, at least through Blanche, that this Malar stands no chance against her. But he's changed the focus of his strikes. Jean is not out of the water yet. This guy needs to go. And there's one other Sahagin with him.
Mm-hmm. So as a bonus action, first off, I'm going to cast level 3 healing word onto Jean.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty damn good.
3d4 plus 4. That's 13.
Excellent.
13 more.
13 for Jean.
That's great.
Couple of hits, yeah. You know what, Jeremy? We saved Jean.
We saved Jean.
Cheers.
Imagine the world without those buttons. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you've been evil all week. Reminding us every day. Guess what's coming.
I knew you were going to try dropping the two buttons. I knew you had two buttons. It's so funny because
talked about
one of the buttons was because you laughed when I said buzz nuts. So buzz nuts.
Who feels like a buzz nut now? Who feels like a buzz nut now?
And I got to be perfectly honest, I didn't remember that I had two buttons until we got here today.
Yeah. Whoa.
Because like Jeremy and I were talking about it. Jeremy's like, do you have anything you can like pull out of your pocket? Like blah, 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 this and that. And I was like, man, I don't have a lot of like spells. And you know, it's not Blanche's turn until later. I've only got one button. And then I looked in my cup today before we started recording, and I texted Jeremy. I said, holy shit, I've got two buttons too.
It's amazing. But now the button board is cleared.
Yeah.
You got to finish this thing.
Okay. And then Jules is going to cast Vicious Mockery onto the champion.
Okay. Oh, that's a good move. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a wisdom save?
That is a wisdom save.
That's actually a 20 on the die.
Oh, god damn.
Or, sorry, 20 with the die. Sorry, 19 on the die. Plus one wisdom.
Oh, god.
Yes.
Yeah, that passes.
Very good roll.
Shit.
He's too angry to like hear your words. What do you say?
You got the worst voice I ever heard.
No, you're wrong. I'm not mad at all.
Man, David really phoned it in on that one.
Nah,
this is normal for Sahagin.
Okay. Anything else to do in Jules?
No.
All right. You're still hanging out. I think you moved from Manta 6 to Manta 4. You're on the edge of Manta 4, kind of watching things as Chu and Ronaldo are kind of moving in. surrounding this this champion, Jean, on the other side. Chester's moving up behind the other, lesser Sohagen that's kind of behind Jean, and it's all coming together. Bodies floating everywhere, big shark floating, blood soaking through, black in the moonlight. And that's going to be Jean Franklin.
All right. Well, Jean Franklin.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Jean Franklin is going to open up and hold on. I was trying to see if there's a good place to move, but there's really not. Because if I try to slide into flanking against the champion, I'm gonna move out of the other Sahagin's square. Let's discuss. No, there's not much to discuss. I'm going to have Roinalda attack the champion first.
Okay. That makes sense. So plus 3, I believe. Yeah, plus 3 to hit, plus 1 to damage.
Okay. Natural 1 for Roinalda.
Oh, damn it. I was reading it upside down and I thought it was an 8. But it says oof.
She splashes a little water in Jean's eyes.
Waiting for this for my whole life. You're in the open ocean here. Roller goes to like strike. Nerds, you seahorse. God. Blast in our face.
How did he do it?
She takes two damage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the seahorse kind of pecks her and tramples. I don't know what seahorses look like anymore. And it leaves.
I don't know what seahorses look like anymore.
What does that mean?
I'm just giddy. I'm just a giddy soul because giddy that did not go.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Take a button.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Giddy up.
Giddy up?
That made me laugh.
He said, I'm pretty giddy. And I said, giddy up in reference to all the horse talk.
That's funny.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad for the button.
Me too.
I'm glad for the button.
Me too.
I just feel like I say funny things sometimes.
Doesn't matter how stupid I have to be to get it. If I get a button, I get a button.
Be more likable.
All right. Jean Franklin's gonna shove this spear into this champion twice.
Okay. Let's see about that.
16 for the first.
16 hits.
Excellent.
Nice.
I'll do the damage first. Just in case. 6 damage on that first attack.
Okay.
Second attack. That's an 18 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
6 more damage.
That's nice. On the champion?
That's on the champion.
That's pretty good. He's looking pretty rough now. He's still up. He's still vital, but those are good. These counterattacks. He's sort of like turning towards you, Blanche. Jean gets 2 good swift jabs in. Hell yeah. Okay, and with that...
So, hold on. I have a question.
What do you want?
Never mind. It's too much to ask. And also, Jean's been healed now. One of my thoughts, like if Jean was in a real bad way, I was like, maybe I'm just going to have Roinalda like grab him and drag him away. But I don't think that's needed.
Might not be needed. But he's still over there. He opened himself up and now this other Sohagen's coming into attack.
Oh, he moved into flanking.
Moved into flanking.
See, I knew I should have.
Advantage of the plus 2.
Moved Roinalda there. Ah, so stupid.
Actually misses with an 8 and a 5.
Oh my god.
It's not gonna, even with flanking. Come on. Second one will hit.
Okay.
Oh boy.
8 points of damage.
Okay. It's not great, but it's not.
One spear thrust gets through. And that's Blanche.
Okay.
Blanche and Chu, I should say.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go Chu first. That plus 3 to hit. That's just 9 for Chu?
No.
Okay. Blanche realizes that she doesn't need haste anymore. She doesn't need that boost to AC.
Oh?
So she's going to drop it.
What?
As a bonus action, she's going to cast Shadow Blade.
Dim light.
Oof.
I did say it.
Oof.
Pure blackness in your hand flickering in the night.
So now she'll just have 2 attacks, but she'll get to make them with advantage, and she'll get a pretty serious damage boost.
That's pretty good.
Minus 1 to hit, though, because it's no longer her magical weapon, but yes. That's okay. Still a pretty good bonus. Let's see. The first roll for the first attack was just a 14. I hope that hits, because the second one was 14 lower.
14 on the champion?
14 on the champion.
Does not hit.
No. Okay. One more attack. The first roll was a natural 2. This is really not great. I thought Blanche was going to end this here and now. Wait.
What? Could you possibly bother me with what?
Blanche
what?
Is going to reach to her chest, and she's going to touch and activate her clockwork amulet.
Whoa!
When you make an attack roll while wearing the amulet, you can forego rolling the d20 to get a 10 on the die.
Huh.
So that's the thing, is I already made one roll towards this attack.
I'll let you do it as your second sort of, it's your second roll.
It's the second roll on the second attack.
It would be a set 10 on the second attack, yeah, for advantage. Yeah, I think I'm fine with that.
So plus 7.
So it's a 17?
So it's a 17.
Will hit. You're about to strike, boy. And you can see like his guard is up, and you touch. What does it look like when you touch the same? How does it change this future?
Yeah, the blade in her hand, the dark shadowy blade, it ripples like water and just moves ever so slightly into better alignment with this champion.
That's so cool.
And connects.
And the spear is ready to like block you, and all of a sudden you just flicker your hands a little lower, and this thing strikes out. That is amazing.
So shadow blade damage is 3d8.
Okay.
15.
Now he's looking pretty bad.
Okay. All right. He's up still.
Still up.
Now we're like back in the same.
Yes.
Certainly. Blade.
Yes.
Wow. And you know what's stupid?
What?
Blanche could have moved one step down to be in flanking for that first attack.
What would that have given you?
A plus 2. It was 14. It would have been 16. It would have hit.
I'm going to give it to you because I did a similar thing last episode where I moved because you allowed me to do that, which is what got Jean bloodied in the first place and caused all of this. I'm going to let you do this now.
Okay. I'm hopefully going to kill him then. Two good rolls so far. Another 15.
Still up.
Oh no. Now we're back in the same scenario.
Not as injured, though, but still up.
He is. Oh, him. No, Jean is still as injured now. He's back
Jean
to 9.
Jean is literally back to the exact same spot that he was at.
Oh, my God, really?
It's the same.
It is the same exact. Jesus.
It's all over again, and we have no buttons. Jean's still going to maybe probably die.
This is.
Hey, I think Giddy Up was worth 2 buttons.
Holy shit, I can't believe. We're back here again. Some last rally, some last fight, and then it just wasn't enough.
I so thought we were going to do damage and kill him. I thought we were going to get him.
Holy shit.
I am out of 3rd level spell slots. Like,
this is really, really bad. Okay. Let's roll in the open. A smile shared. This last hurrah together, 2 spear blows into the foe. And I passed on your attack, so I do not have disadvantage my first one. Otherwise, I would have. Damn.
15.
I guess we'll see if I crit.
Nope.
6 or higher.
7. I thought we were out of the woods.
Shit. A spear strikes. True. Jean, he's been fighting so hard, but the blood loss finally gets to him. This second wind he had drains. He looks to you, Blanche. His eyes flicker over your shoulder to Jules, and you see, again, there is just courage there. This fire of courage, this ember, and you watch it go out as he loses consciousness. First attack, golden spear sinks down beneath the waves, the shield lost. Jean is open.
Wait!
What?
Blanche drops her sword.
What?
Into the ocean.
What the fuck?
There. You got what you wanted, now come for me.
What the fuck?
Regain your honor and fight.
That's...
Holy shit.
That's a really cool move.
I just dropped a plus one longsword into the ocean.
Holy shit.
Plus a silver sword and a golden spear sinking below the waves. Jean is sinking with them.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Oh, it's really cool. I need someone to have a check, though.
Would this be performance, perhaps?
I'll allow it. Persuasion or perform. I think performance, because you're doing it's a pretty cool theatrical bit to drop the sword.
Yeah, I guess I don't know the difference between performance and persuasion, but I have a plus three in performance.
Persuasion's more fitting, but I think you could spin performance for it as you're really kind of building the gravitas, the drama of this, throwing the sword to the side. I don't hate it.
No, check to determine how well you can delight an audience with music, dance, acting, storytelling, or some other form of entertainment.
I'm an audience, and I was delighted.
I know.
All right, persuasion.
Persuasion. That's just a plus zero, so straight up.
Okay. I always forget our rule on this. Can I give Steven my button?
Blanche, you guys are in the same scenario. Uh-huh. I'll allow it, but you say something too. That's cool.
Ooh, like a help action?
Yeah, I'm giving you a help action button, basically, in this moment. A reaction help action. That's how we'll take your button.
Blanche has her bardic. I'm going to use her bardic.
Yes. Your bardic?
I honestly probably should have used it on my attacks to get the extra electricity damage.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that would have put him over the edge.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? Yeah. Bardic, that's really good.
Well, and as she's doing that, Jules will say, "What's the point of living or dying without your honor?" Button. And Bardic.
And Bardic. The golden moat surrounding Blanche seems to coalesce.
So wait, stand by. Just want to double check with the moat. So for on an ability check.
What?
For an ability check, the inspiration die can be rolled again and choose which one to use.
Advantage on the Bardic.
Advantage on the Bardic.
I need this is gonna be a
so how are we gonna
holy shit
it's gotta be a DC 15 DC 15
DC 15 I mean I think so am I getting
it to, you only get the bardic for one of the rolls
am I rolling this die three times what
you're
am I
rolling
doing
the bardic roll you die you get to roll twice take the higher your roll you get to roll twice take the higher both yes. dice have advantage
oh okay yes, yes. Yep. The D20 and the D8 have advantage
yes
Malar holds yes. for a second, looks up, hears your words. Jean is like starting to barely sink below the surface, but he still has a spear propped. He can just drive it through Jean. But he hesitates for a moment at your words. What will he do? His fingers quivering upon the spear. He wants this.
So do I get to choose which roll to use the bardic die on?
Yes.
Or do I have to choose it as I roll it?
You roll both and take the higher of both.
Yes. But since now we know the outcome.
Okay. So... Yeah.
I'd probably say you'd...
All right. Better than 50-50 anyway.
Probably have to decide before
probably about
you
a 15% chance. All right. Here's the first D20. 12 on the die for the first. 17 for the second.
Nice. You don't even need to use your bardic.
Use a bardic.
You can save that shit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
What? I mean, I should have said
no, what are you thinking?
No. I'm just thinking? Trying not to be too cheesy.
No, this is fine. Honestly, I would have said a higher DC, but dropping your sword's a really, really cool move.
Yeah, I just like lost my sword.
Malar
I was thinking about dropping it like on the manta, and then I was just like, I need to go all out. I need to sacrifice something.
The thing
for
is,
this.
You played to my character. That's what's important. You played it well. Malar doesn't care about Jean as much as he cares about you. He knew your name, and you would not remember his. You're the one he wants to kill, but you were too strong. He couldn't get to you. But now you look open. No more haste, no more blade song. You dropped your sword. It's not singing anymore.
Oh.
I'm taking your blade song away. It's part of this. I'm going to attack you twice, Blanche. As it slowly sinks connects with the golden spears that go down. Jean begins to fall under the waves, his eyes blur, taking in the sight of the stars, sort of blurred through the haze of his own blood as he gets farther and farther and farther away. He is sinking. But there on the surface, Malar snaps out towards you, Blanche. That was, honestly, that was a really, really, really cool move. I fucking that really like awesome. That a lot. Take a button.
Sweet.
That was really, really cool. I'm attacking you twice.
I didn't think it was going to work.
Only one hit with an 18 on the die.
Never mind. I was going to be an asshole and cast shield, but I don't want him to turn away now.
Yeah, it's awesome. You kind of see your weakness is that you're too strong.
Yeah.
And people will just ignore you if you don't let them get in there. It's only 4 damage. It strikes in, rips into you, but it draws blood. And you see he gets excited. His eyes grow. His fins spread out. The blood frenzy taking over again now towards you. Holy shit. And that's Chester. Chester is currently under the water, moving towards it. Chester, I think, would see a small ambient light of a golden spear and shield as they kind of, you know, lightly magical might glow in the darkness, and he probably sees Jean sort of sinking. But he also sees the Sahuagin at the top of the water he's next to. He has a couple options here.
Question.
Yeah.
My sword, Chester. Get my sword.
That's what I was thinking. I'm not fucking kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, but what about Jean, though?
Well, he can't do anything to save Jean, but what I was thinking is grabbing the sword and then just kind of holding Jean.
He has to pick one or the other.
Well, it's going to be Jean.
He sees in the light of the blades, I'll say he can...
I'm sorry, that I said close that very aggressively.
Now. No, he's close enough now. He's 15 feet away. He can see Jean, and with 15 feet, he can move to Jean.
Yeah, he's gonna go and grab Jean.
He could actually bring Jean to the surface.
Yeah.
He has 15 more feet. He could bring him to sort of a little lower if he wanted to get away from the guys.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
If he's able to get away from that skirmish right there.
Yeah, okay. So
then he's going to.
Chester swims
to
the water. He sees that vague shadow of Jean, grabs onto the shell, and kind of swims, pushes Mayodo down, kind of pushing to the south, away from this Huagin, where like they're kind of now focusing on Blanche. He takes Jean to the side, and the two break the surface. Jean's still unconscious, but at least he is not lost into the darkness. As his weapon, his shield, and Blanche's sword continue to sink into the abyss. Okay. That's another great move. Chester just, hey, it's all right. Hey, oh, shit.
Can you perform CPR and give him 1 HP?
No. It's your turn, Jules.
Wait, could he roll to stabilize him?
He would have to double move in order to get where he was.
Okay.
So no actions left.
All right, so Jules can reach Blanche's mana ray, right?
You could command yours to follow it, yes.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it will follow into the steps of Blanche, just because that's what it knows to do. And you would slide up right behind Chu.
Okay. And then Jules is going to hop onto the mana ray, Blanche's.
Okay.
He's going to cast Bardic Inspiration onto himself as a bonus action.
Okay.
And then he's going to cast level 2 Dissonant Whispers.
On the champion or the other guy?
Onto the champion.
Okay. Mist covers his eyes, his ears, his mouth. Fail. 7.
Yep. So you take 4d6.
Oh my god. Whoa. This guy just like, that's really good.
Yeah.
He just strikes. Now my spear shall pierce your true bloodstream. The mist sort of covers him. I think in this mist, what he sees is you, Blanche. You carving through Sahuagin. Maybe he's seen it time and time again. You on the field of battle. Fish cut to bloody ribbons. Warriors he respected. And he's just, no, not me. She won't get me. No. Jules, you stand beside Blanche in this manta. The two of you standing tall together. And we shift from our perspective to his perspective, where he sees in this mist, Blanche Trudeau stands beside Blanche Trudeau. Two of them standing together, spears out. And you're Blanche Trudeau, the one that covers you, the nightmare, this creature's greatest fear. slides out with a blade and pierces deep. You see blood pours out from between his eyes, out his ears, out his mouth. As he's screaming these gurgling screams. He sinks beneath the surface and dies.
To the remaining Sahagin, Blanche holds her two hands out, and they start to crackle with blue energy as if she's about to cast Witch Bolt. And she says to him, "Flee now and tell this story."
"Oh yeah, no, yep, I'm out. Yeah, no, you guys are great. Nope, I'm out. See ya, bye-bye."
He's out of here. He's like half dead already. Everyone else is dead. He's gone.
Then Blanche, if we're out of combat now, wants to hop onto Roanalda and walk across Roanalda or run across Roanalda and give Jean her last potion of healing greater.
You know, your turn wouldn't happen. So yeah, it would still happen before his roll. So yeah, out of combat, your turn.
Okay, great.
You jump over to Roanalda.
Doesn't need to roll.
Roanalda slides forward. The two of you come together to save Jean. Chester holds him up as you pour the potion in.
I'm alive.
Twelve healing. I rolled three ones and two on 4d4 here.
And yet 12 will be enough because the fight is over. And despite every odd, Jean Franklin lives. Oh.
This isn't a test. This isn't a drill.
It's not a drill.
We're here. We're here.
Over. I think we need to move into a montage here. There's so many events that we should see, but perhaps... Let me ask this first. Do you want to try to go find the weapons lost? Jean's kind of breathing out.
You saved me again. All of you, thank you. Thank you. I thought that was it. I saw my mother.
He smiles.
Thank you. And it's done. We saved them, right? They're gone. Like the turtles, I can see them.
It's kind of looking towards the shore. They must have gone to shore.
I can't make them out, but they... We did it. We really did it. We won.
All the training we have done since you were a child, and I could never get that bullheadedness out of you.
And maybe a single, like, strong, like, dude tear falls from Blanche's eye.
But I'm so glad you're alive, Jean.
And she hugs him, pulls him in for a deep embrace.
I knew you shouldn't have come, but I couldn't stop you.
No, you couldn't have. I'm glad I came.
But you're too important now. We can't do this again, this sort of thing.
Right.
My lord. What time is it
now? Must be... Gosh, 3 a.m., 4, the coronation, that's tomorrow at sunset. I have to go. I must make plans, prepare. This is my path now, right? I have to go.
And sort of weakly starts to get up, sort of swimming over towards Roanalda, kind of climbing up onto...
Sir, you should check on things. The eighth pool... Check out the Master of Offense. Make sure the Sahuagin threat's been quelled.
I can't let you travel alone. Not now.
Very well. Then we all go together. The spear! The sword! They're gone, aren't they?
Check your ring, Jean.
I see.
Kind of... A moment. He dives into the water. He casts the spell.
Locate object.
Yeah, locate object. Sorry. Spell. Yes, yeah, right. We talked about this before.
Talking about it for the last episode, I think.
Yes, yeah. Okay, I mean, I can't believe that spell. That spell. I mean, otherwise, I would take that sword away.
But... I know. It's like, it's almost a shame because I love the beautiful picture of the silver sword and the golden spear sinking to the bottom of the ocean. But yeah. It's like, yeah, I kind of already said we have locate object. It would be weird to just ignore that.
I mean, let's not take away your awesome things. you've earned those awesome things. You've earned the right to keep them. Mm-hmm. Jean, you just see him swimming down, and we see the maybe the very bottom where they've kicked up a little bit of silt. You see maybe lying an X sort of crossed over the golden spear.
So cool.
The silver sword. Jean grabs them both and kicks off. Maybe leaves a shield behind. Maybe
puts the shield on his back or something.
Fine.
It's like a 50 gold shield or whatever.
As he breaks the surface.
Your blade. Master defense.
Thank you, Jean.
As he mounts his manta and looks to all of you, just smiling.
Now then, let us return. I have much to discuss with the lords, with my financial advisor and the other lot. But you should all rest. It's been a long and trying night. And we have a long ways back to go.
He sets off. You see that as you pass, perhaps, you know, you pass and check on the turtles who are all working their way up the Sendine River. They're all unharmed. They're moving fine. They'll be okay. You know they'll be okay.
Okay. Go to the eighth pool and fight. No, I'm just kidding. Just kitten turtles.
But we are just fishermen. We have no fight.
What are kitten turtles?
Okay. You journey through the night. By the time you reach the Golden Bay, the sun is now rising over a shining sea. As you dismount your mantas, there's a party of lordlings sort of immediately upon seeing you. They all kind of rush down, eager to get a hold of Jean. Le Dulemois, Joe, sort of chief amongst them, and as Jean kind of dismounts, like,
guys, I must, there's much to attend to with all this. I have to be king. I'll see you this evening, perhaps, for the coronation. I'll come find you. It's closed off to most folk, but of course, I'll let you in. You have to be there.
We wouldn't miss it for the world, John. We'll be there.
Great. 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 I guess that'll be that, then.
And sort of sad look towards you, Jules, towards the path to the luminary, and he sort of nods and...
Well, Jules was going to nod, too. But it's kind of one of those reassuring nods, like, this is okay.
Jean turns away, begins to move sort of up the long sort of hillside towards the sandcastle. I think as he moves, you can see a moment where his hands very discreetly lock with Ledoux's, who looks just like he's been up all night, just bags under his eyes. He's been terrified. And they're gone. Let's cut ahead sometime. You've spent your day in some rest, hearing reports. The Master of Offense, Galt Shavok, led the remaining extra shell guard that came in from the Golden Bay. They decimated the Sahuagin forces at the Eighth Pool. They'd already been broken. Their line had been broken. They could not sort of regain their footing, and they were driven off. Well, one of the greatest slaughters of the Sahuagin you've seen, Blanche. And you know from experience that they don't have a huge fighting force. They won't attempt something like this again, you think. Not for a long while. They will need time to lick their wounds after this massive loss. Not one turtle taken to be sacrificed in an absolute win for the Nine Pools. So you can rest easy throughout this day.
The legend of Blanche Trudeau lives on.
I think perhaps you guys have rooms in the sandcastle. Blanche, I know you have your own, of course. Jules, you must have a guest room. I would say maybe in the same hall nearby. They'd make sure to place you close together. Mm-hmm. Maybe like you're in the barracks, Blanche. Mm-hmm. So Jules would be like given his own sort of spot in the barracks as well. Some of the soldiers are all kind of out in the eighth pool, kind of helping to rebuild, helping to patrol, keeping things there. There's still sort of a lighter guard here. Harlan's around. Maybe you...
Oh, Harlan.
Give him a high five at some point. He did lead some Dwergar here to help sort of hold the place. And he's sort of hanging out too until the coronation.
We'll exchange war stories.
Apparently he's been having a lot of meetings with Ledoux and then the gang. And that's the other thing, is there's been a lot of buzz today. Like, you haven't seen Jean at all throughout this day, as you've maybe gotten some sleep, woken up, had some meals, chatted, you know, got filled in. Jean has been nowhere to be found, and all you know is that he's been locked in with Ledoux and some of the other sort of major lords and his other advisors for, like, the entire day. DePiero, nothing to do with it. DePiero has been booted from any matters of state, as far as Jean is concerned.
Hmm.
You know he's been shut in his room as well, just isolated.
Oh, so DePiero shut up too?
Yep. Hmm. And so, it's almost at sunset, when perhaps all of you together in Blanche's room discussing, you know, decompressing, you hear a sort of quiet knock at the door. You probably expect some guard to be leading you towards the coronation, but as the door opens, I imagine you allow it to open?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Maybe Blanche uses mage hand to open the door.
As you hand the door open, you see Jean himself is standing there, smiling kind of awkwardly.
All right. It's time.
Blanche stands up and walks over to shake his hand. You've done well, my lord. You've really grown up to be somebody that I can be proud to know.
Please, I...
You deserve this, Jean.
No, I mean, yes, I suppose I do, but...
There it is.
I still can't forgive what father and what I did to you. I hate that I must ask you this, but I have one more request of you, Master Defense, if you'd hear it.
I'm working on the forgiveness part, and of course I'll hear your request.
Well, during important ceremonies for us total folk, as you know, it is a custom for one's mother to walk them down the aisle. My mother has passed, so I had hoped.
Of course. Of course, Jean.
Great. Good. Then I guess let's get this over with. I still can't believe it's really come to this. Let's go.
He begins to lead you down the halls.
Wow.
As you push down into, like, the out of the barracks sort of hallway, into the sort of grand hallway that leads up towards the throne room, you see, the door in the throne room is closed off. There's some chatter coming from the behind the doors. As Jean sort of leads up, two guards are standing at the door, nod to him.
They'll open the door and it's time for me to enter. They'll do the announcing and all that inside, so...
Stop slouching, Jean.
Oh, sorry, yes. Stand tall. Well, I have to ask, what's next?
You must understand, Jean, I have to find Ozan. I have to learn more.
You believe he still lives?
If he does, he'll have, I don't know, something. Maybe not answers, but more questions, perhaps. I have to know.
Very well. And Jules, is this your quest as well? To understand what happened to Tythos. Perhaps these answers lie with Ozan, if he still lives. If he knew of something, some conspiracy, that letter spoke of it.
At this point, everything's connected. And I'm going with Blanche.
But Jules and Jean, I don't know where to look. I don't know where to begin.
I suppose when we get back to the Citadel, we'll have to do some research together.
You're coming to the Citadel?
I'm sorry to say that I lied to you again, sir. You too, Jules. I hope you'll forgive me, as it's just a small thing. You see, I forced a very recent and abrupt change in plans. This is not my coronation.
Oh. And with that, the door creaks
look,
open.
Goosebumps.
And you take in the familiar sight of the Montelio throne room. A small crowd of minor Tortle lords surrounds a red carpet over a sandy floor, reaching out and touching the base of the throne. You see that nobody currently rests in the throne, but two figures stand before it. Puere, the head priestess of Condorala here in the Golden Bay. And Ledoux Lemoine, looking for all the world like he's going to pass out from a combination of anxiety and elation. And Jean looks to you all.
You see, this is my wedding.
Oh my god!
though I can't believe I'm marrying him.
Despite this comment, you can see this eager smile on your pupil's face. You can see the tears stubbornly swimming in his eyes.
Thank you for being here. All of you, it really does mean the world. You see, Ladue and I, we plotted it out during the day. A Montelio must rule, so we'll make him a Montelio. Oh. To his credit, he really doesn't want to rule, but he's willing to take it on for me. And for you, sir. Gods, he's just the perfect ass, isn't he?
Both Blanche and Steven are, like, stunned, speechless. I just don't know what to say. Blanche is trying to play it cool. trying not to look too surprised.
I'm, like, trying not to cry over here.
Well, this is a doubly happy day indeed. Triple happy. Jean, this is so wonderful.
Yes, well, it's something.
Yeah, like the horns blaring the inside. Ah, that's our cue.
It better not be another war horn.
No, it's a horn. It sounds like it. No, the horn's three boops. This is four boops. It's different. He gets scared at first. No.
Three boops for war. Four boops for wedding.
That's our cue. Jules, if you stand back to the back, we must move to the front. I am do I look good? My
Blanche adjusts his whatever he's wearing. Little turtle bow tie.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a bow tie on. So he's just like, that was weird he was wearing that.
Oh, thank you.
Remember, chin up. You look great.
Yes, posture is everything. We must be formal.
I'll follow your lead, my lord.
Your arms lock.
As this moment's happening, and they're about to walk down the aisle, Jules will grab his lute and just kind of, from the lute, they will shoot just glittery, shimmery.
Oh my gosh, haze, yes!
That just covers the entire aisle going forward to the altar.
You see Ladue just steps back and, like, kind of blown away. It just kind of covers his mouth. You see he's, like, about to openly start crying as he kind of sees this. And John just kind of,
thank you, Jules.
Of course, buddy.
All right.
And arm in arm, you take your first steps. Now here we'll see a montage. We see Jean led to the front, goes to the steps. Blanche, you kind of move off to the side in a place of honor as the totals take each other's hands and stare into each other's eyes. And the head priestess begins her formal speech. We cut to Piero standing in a back corner of the room, half hidden behind a pillar of hardened sand, back bent and watching on with a face drained of all emotion. We see Chester, gap-tooth showing clearly in his giant grin. See, he's very quickly tried to comb his hair, like crazy red hair, back, and it's like only half succeeded. It's kind of starting to stick out again. He's just thrilled. We see Jules. And how does Jules look as he's watching this?
He's doing something that's very rare. He has a big, shit-eating grin on his face.
And
he even got the Midnight Prince to smile.
Even got the Midnight Prince. And we see Blanche. How's Blanche look?
If you didn't know it, you would think that Blanche was a cement statue. She's just standing at, I don't know, whatever military terms are. Parade rest, I think, is maybe a word that I've heard before, or a term that I've heard before. And she's just doing everything she can to stand exactly the way she thinks she should be standing at this moment. And her eyes haven't left Jean.
And finally, on the silver screen inside of our collective minds, we watch as Poiret closes her book and steps back. And these two turtles finally share a long and lovely kiss. There's a moment of silence as they break away from each other as Jean smiles towards his husband, then slowly turns away and towards the assembled crowd. He just steps out towards you all.
I know all of you may be surprised by the sudden change in my intentions. I will do my best to explain. You see, I have recently stared into the face of death, and in this moment I have seen my own foolishness. For so long I have agonized over my choices, over how I can best do the right and honorable thing. My questions became a prison to me, but in what I thought was my last moments, I decide to break free of this agony. To finally heed the words of Jules, of the Master of Defense, Blanche, and even my own husband. This
understandable ado. It's just what the shrugs. From now on, I will simply do as I wish. Follow my own will. If I am a good person, and I have decided that I am, then my own will is the right path. It must be. I will trust my instincts, and my instincts tell me that the path of honor does not end upon this throne, but rather follows at the heels of one who has been severely wronged by the family she served. From this day forward, my quest is Blanche Trudeau's quest. My spear is hers to command. So I will not be ruler of the Golden Bay, nor will I be known as Zinda's seventh king of coin. No. There is only one title that interests me. I am Jean Franklin Montelio, luminary of the Radiant Citadel, and the one who shall be called the Fisher King.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a slight sort of applause as Jean kind of takes it all in. Also just stunned looks all around. Like, people are kind of wondering what's going on. And this proclamation, just applause mixed with... Jean sort of waves Ledoux forward.
Now, it's your turn. Yeah, I suppose I should hereby make my first proclamation as ruler.
Shivers a little bit. Jean sort of gives him a rub.
Yeah, sorry, thanks. You see, I fear that us tortures have been having it both ways for too long. We stick rigidly to our own laws and codes, yet wish to introduce ourselves into the politics of Zinda and Noari at large. Now, I have been speaking with the remaining Kings of Coin during this last 10 day, and I have formulated a strategy to build firmer bridges between ourselves and our Zindanese allies. My first step in this plan is, well, is I intend to invite the Silent Verse permanently into the Golden Bay and the Nine Pools region and extend their jurisdiction. We will, in turn, spread the Shell Guard to the harbors of Zinda, where they will work with the Silent Verse to combat piracy in the region. We will work together here. Of course, Captain Harlan Burnshadow of the Silent Verse will take command of the Shell Guard, though he may more naturally intertwine them within the ranks of his own clan. And I fear, in this case, I must officially retire Master Defense Blanche Trudeau with full honors. The Nine Pools and the Golden Bay are forever indebted to her. We'll offer any possible support in her future endeavors, but I'm sorry to say, Blanche Trudeau, you're off the leash. Off the hook. I should have said hook. Damn, it's a fishing thing. No, it's fine. It's fine.
I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel.
You mean
Blanche's head is swimming.
It's very obvious this is a move made because they don't want you to feel guilty about leaving. And they want you to go. You can see that in both their eyes. It's like they made a plan that fully allows the Master of Defense to step away. And builds bridges with Zinda while they're at it. And the more you think about it, the more it's a good plan.
Yeah. Blanche's head is swimming because Steven's head is swimming. I don't know how to think about this. I don't know how to feel about this. Oh, wow. What does it mean? Jean, what does it mean?
See, Jean and Ledoux sort of wave everyone away. The sort of speech part over. Everyone kind of breaks away.
There's refreshments out in the dining hall. Please, we'll gather there for the first dance and all the blah, 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 blah. Go, go, go. Go. Blanche, Jules, Chester, you stay here. Please.
Everyone sort of funnels out, leaving just you, Ledoux, Jean, who moves up to you.
I think Blanche finds a seat, and she takes a sit. And she's kind of like staring into the distance. She's thinking about all the work she put in to get here, to earn this. And she's she wants to go to find Ozen, but she always thought she'd have something to come back to. And what does it mean? And is it honorable? And
you got left with, it's full honors. I mean, this means you would have a title here. This retirement is, it's not, you're not being pushed away. You're being retired into a glorious position. You could take up any position you want here if you desire it, but you're no longer bound by honor to stay.
Huh.
It's purely just them letting you go. I think you look up and you think about this, all the work you put in all these years. But as you think about the work you put in, you think about the training, the work you put into Jean, to this person, and you know, no matter what happens, there will always be a place for you, a role for you in the Golden Bay.
She puts a hand up to her forehead. I'm sorry, Jean. It's just,
It's just so much right now. I can't make heads or tails of all of this. It's everything's happening so fast. I just need a moment, please. Maybe a drink. Is there?
She looks to the back of the room. I don't know if there's like someone like with a, you know, at a wedding.
Dude, would you mind? Of course. I'll be back with something. Not jelly wine, but something different.
Just runs off.
Something bubbly.
Bubbly. Yes, bubbly. I will get something bubbly.
It's gone. It's just John and you.
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. I'm sorry to blindside you. That'd be kind of fun to surprise you with it all, but...
It certainly is a, a surprise. I don't know if I should thank you or punch you or maybe both or... Wow. I can't believe how everything has changed so fast.
Yes. And these changes, I'll have to see them through, make sure it all works out. He'll do his coronation coming up. I'll have to kind of show him how to get a little backbone in state. He's a little weaselly, that one, but I suppose I could teach him, beat it to him like you did with me, sir. I will need some time here. A couple weeks, maybe. But I will be coming back to you. I'll be following at your heels. I will help you find your master. Jules, I will be your luminary partner again. I just need a little time.
You do what you gotta do, man. I'll be here.
I don't know what we'll find when we return to the Citadel. Jean, if I know where to go, I can't promise that I'll wait.
That's fine. Because I will find you. I will always find you. Just like you found me. In Saint-Étienne. In the waters of the sea. I want to be there for you, for all of you, like you've always been there for me, and I will.
It feels like years ago that happened.
Ah, as I do.
He swings back in with a bubbly glass, and then,
Jean, they're looking for us for the dance. Oh, blast!
His eyes.
Take your time.
He looks to you, Blanche, see if he gives you the drink, or you start drinking it down. He looks to you, Jules, looks to Chester.
I just, come here.
Wraps his arms around all of you, pulls you into this big turtle hug.
A Jean-initiated hug.
I'm gonna find you, okay?
Jules says, no.
Now you get away.
As he pulls back, he just sort of smiles again, just...
I'm married. Let's go.
Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
As Blanche finishes the bubbly, I think that may have settled my legs enough for a dance. Jules, and she holds her hand out.
Oh shit!
Yeah, come on, let's all go. Let's groove.
Jules looks over to Blanche. Yes, sir.
And with that, we see our motley crew of five, Ledoux and Jean holding hands, leading the way, Blanche and Jules coming behind, and Chester sort of dancing it out, cheering, following up, laughing, leave the room and head away to celebrate together. And we'll call it there.